And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, 62 degrees outside the studios here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. I'm headed for sunny skies and 83 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and 53. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and 82. By the time we get tomorrow evening, Saturday night, a few showers, 80% coverage, in fact, and a low of 60 degrees. More on the weather forecast from Drew Lerner in just a few moments. The national average basis for corn was down overnight by a penny. That's at 6 cents under the December futures contract for the agricultural folks now, while the DTN National Corn Index was up a penny at $4.51 a bushel for corn. The national average basis for soybeans down 3 cents. At 43 cents under the November futures contract, the DTN National Soybean Index down 8 cents at $12.73, and the national average basis for hard red winter wheat, that's down a penny at 28 cents under the December futures contract, and the DTN National Hard Red Winter Wheat Index was up 8 cents at $7. So those are some of the numbers as they're coming in for the commodity crops and what the cash price to farmers are being paid at this point. Now here's Drew Lerner with the Ag Weather Forecast.
A cold front will be moving through the Midwest as we go into the weekend, and it's likely to disrupt field work, but only for a brief period of time. This frontal system will have its beginnings tonight in the northwestern Corn Belt, and in particular, it'll be most significant from Nebraska into the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. Those areas will likely end up with anywhere from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch of rain, with some localized amounts maybe getting upwards to about 1.5 inches to 2 inches. Now, the areas that get the greatest rain will be a narrow band from eastern South Dakota into northwestern portions of Minnesota, and it will occur briefly as we go through the evening and overnight tonight, and it'll be over. After that, we will not see any other area in the Midwest pick up on hefty amounts of rain from this particular frontal boundary. In fact, the frontal boundary will likely weaken as it advances to the east across the region. We'll expect to see the precipitation amounts diminish as it does advance to the east, with totals in the rest of the western Corn Belt running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, while amounts in the eastern Midwest will start off the same in Illinois and parts of western Indiana, but Ohio and eastern Kentucky may not get more than a quarter of an inch of rain. The precipitation will also be somewhat restricted in the Delta, but we'll see a few stronger thunderstorms down there. Once this frontal boundary is through the region, we'll have a couple of days of cooler conditions, but it will not be cold. There is no risk of frost or freeze conditions. In fact, for the next full week, we'll expect to see the low temperatures only dipping back into the 40s and 50s across the region, which is not much different from what we have out there today. We are expecting to see a couple of upper 30-degree readings possible in the extreme eastern parts of North Dakota for a brief period of time this weekend. There will be warmer air moving back across the region, and we will expect to see generally dry conditions occurring as well. The dry weather is going to occur from Sunday all the way into Tuesday for the western Corn Belt, and probably into Wednesday for the eastern areas. Now, there may be a few spotty showers that pop up during midweek next week, but I don't think any of them will have much meaning. A trace to 1/15 of an inch of moisture is about all that can come from any one of the showers, and most of them will be so disorganized and so brief the impact on farming will be minimal. We will look for our next storm system to begin evolving on Wednesday in the western Corn Belt. That storm system could end up producing a large amount of rain in the upper Midwest and some neighboring areas of Canada, but it doesn't look like it'll have a big impact on the heart of the Midwest, although it will disrupt fieldwork once again as we get into the period from the October 4th through the 6th. During that period of time, which begins a week from today, we'll likely see the rainfall across the Midwest significant enough to stall fieldwork for a day or two. In fact, some of the rains might be a little bit greater with this event, and we could see the delay last just another day longer while we wait to dry down. The best news is that there will be a number of days following that event that will likely be dry. Temperature bias is going to be above normal for most of the Midwest as we go forward through this next 7 days. We'll look for highs today in the upper 70s and 80s in the majority of the region, some colder air in the far northwest, but it won't start to impact the Midwest until tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll see highs in the upper 50s and 60s in the Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, 60s and 70s in the rest of the western Corn Belt, but it'll be still very warm in the eastern areas with 70s and lower 80s common. We'll look for the cooler air in the eastern Midwest on Sunday with highs mostly in the upper 60s and 70s. And then we'll start warming all over again. Temperatures most of the rest of next week will be in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night should be mostly 40s and 50s as we get into the late weekend and next week. But over these next two mornings, it'll be notably warmer ahead of the cold front that's coming across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, thanks go to Drew Lerner for his update of the weather forecast. You can always find him on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Lerner Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Lerner Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Lerner Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's check what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group, where futures are down a quarter of a cent in the December corn. Beans are up 4 3/4 in the November, and the wheat contract for the July of next year is currently trading. I don't have that one up. Hang on just a moment. That contract for the soft red is currently trading at 679 3/4, and it's down 3.5 cents. On the phone line with us to take a look at those numbers and how the overnight trade took place is Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, farmers are busy in the field, I suspect, or getting the combine ready to go to the field, one of the two. What are you hearing from them?
Well, a lot of activity really starting to pick up here as we move into the end of the week. Well, for the most part, we're hearing on beans some awfully good yields coming in, or some surprising yields, let's put it that way. Anywhere, I mean, not everything good. I mean, we've heard some all the way down into the low 40s, but we've also heard some up around 60s and low 60s. So surprising on the bean side of it, to say the least, with the dry August that we had. On the corn, really variable. I'd say, I know it's a cliche, but, you know, better than expected. But, you know, it's all over the board, and it just depends a lot on, you know, where the guy, when the guy planted, you know, whether he got any of those rains in the middle of July there, and what type of ground he has. But, you know, it's a wide variation between, you know, 150, 160 up to 200-plus.
Premiums for corn have disappeared. Beans are a little bit more variable. You have to check your local spot market, right?
Yeah, the premium is starting to leave the market here. It seems like about a nickel a day, it seems like, if you want to put a number on it. But, yeah, it's within 10 miles yesterday, I saw a difference of about 17, 18 cents a bushel on cash price there, depending on, you know, how much you're getting in.
Monday at 11 a.m., USDA releases the grain stocks reports. Any predictions?
I don't know if I want to give any predictions or not on the stocks report, but I think that's what we're doing this morning here, just kind of picking sides, you know, on which side you want to take going into the report on Monday. We have held corn pretty well, you know. I think myself will probably go down there and try to test that August low again, but we may have to get through the stocks report before we do that.
What is there, a 27-28 cent premium, the December to the July contract at this point? Tells you that producers who are harvesting corn more likely to store it than not?
Yeah, I think that's what we're seeing, definitely, and I think that's the what the market's telling you to do is store the corn, sell the beans as they go across the scale. And really, some of these yields that we're seeing on beans at $13 cash, which is still attainable in a lot of areas, is, you know, looks pretty good from a profit standpoint.
So you agree with the market at this time then?
I agree with the market, yep.
And your expectations as we make it way through the rest of the day?
Well, I think we're probably going to be back and forth here, but I think we're going to see the beans probably close a little bit higher, and I'd expect we probably see wheat come back, which may lead corn a little bit higher before we close this afternoon.
Other fundamental factors that are working in the marketplace, of course, we have the USDA report. Washington, D.C. is still in a shambles at the moment.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty still as far as what's going to happen with the farm bill and what's going to happen with our, you know, economic budget bills and all that stuff. I will just add, you know, one thing that could, as we go into this long or this weekend of probably a pretty big harvest, we could see some short covering, you know, right at the end, or not short covering, but some pre-hedging is what I meant to say. going in, you know, where elevators sell, knowing they're going to buy some stuff over the weekend. So that could put a little pressure on the market going into the close.
Anything that producers need to watch other than to see if the market does get that pressure later on in the afternoon?
No, I'd say on the bean side of things, just kind of look at your bids and see if you can, you know, if you know you're going to be harvesting some here in the next week, it looks like this rain's kind of breaking up as it gets closer to us. You know, I'd say you try to lock that in because there's no certainty that those premiums are going to stay there.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Bill Maris with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County joins us on this Friday edition of the pre-opener, rather the opening market report. It is the top of the hour, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana is where you're tuned. It's 9 o'clock Central Time. Here's what the corn trade looks like in Chicago at this hour, 456 and a half for December, down a quarter. The July futures at 483 are unchanged, and December of next year at 494 and a quarter are down a quarter of a cent. November beans at 1321 and a quarter, 4.5 higher. The January futures at 1321 and three quarters up 3. July contract 1266 and three quarters down a penny and a quarter. And next year down three quarters of a cent at 1175 and a quarter. July wheat futures, or rather the December wheat at 676 and a half, three quarters down a penny and a half for the day. Live cattle futures are up 15 and the feeders are down 27 and a half. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.